Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and joining me in studios today is the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. How are you doing today, Don?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be here.
Now, earlier this week, council held a special meeting. Last week, obviously, had the Fort McKay meeting, so had some unfinished business to take care of this week. And coming up, big topic, the strategic plan, and I've heard you mention that countless times in interviews during the election and on your 90 days in office speech. And we actually got to see it in full. And let's get right into it. Maybe we can get into some in-depth details about it. So it's down to four priorities. So I was hoping we can kind of branch it off into the four. So I guess we should start with rural and indigenous communities and partnerships, as that seemed like it took center stage at the meeting. A lot of delegates coming up in support of that key priority, and they also talked about truth and reconciliation. That's one of the tasks or one of the goals.
Yeah, there were a lot of presenters last night, and that was really the dominant thing that people were talking about last night. We have a strategic plan that covers a whole lot of areas, but I think what a lot of people picked up on is the truth and reconciliation aspect in our rural and indigenous relationships, which is something we want to see move forward and improve. And I think we've been taking some big steps with that. I mean, it started last week with our meeting in Fort McKay. That was the first time a meeting had been held there in 17 years. We had a great day with our Indigenous partners out there. The Métis took us for a tour, and the First Nations group spent some time with us as well. So we're really building relationships, and I've been doing that individually as well, making sure that I'm connecting with the Indigenous leadership throughout the region. I want to make sure that we've really connect and find out what the issues are that we can move forward on.
One of the other tasks or priorities within this key priority is moving forward with the Rural Water Sewer Road Rehabilitation Project. How is that project moving forward? Is it expected to still be finished? I believe 2019, 2020 was the years or the dates we were hearing before.
That's correct. It's still on track this time. So what's been happening since the election is Mayor and Council have been getting updates. It's been like an education session on a lot of topics, including this. We are about to get a big update on this shortly. So Mayor and Council will be getting an update shortly, and we should be able to see where we're at fully, but all the notices we've been getting to date are that things are on track and on time.
Another one, Indigenous consultation policy. Now, I heard one of the delegates say this could be one of the first across Canada. Maybe explain to our listeners and myself what this is.
Yeah, it's really something where if you're going to take a step in a region, that you make sure that your Indigenous partners are consulted and that things are discussed with them so that they're in alignment with what's happening. Doesn't mean that there's always going to be agreement, but at least that they're made aware of the plans. We're going to be going up to Fort Chipewyan. Now, that's currently scheduled for April 17th to do a council meeting up there, and that date could change, but that's one of the things that we're going to be, making sure that we're engaging with our Indigenous partners. We want to make sure that they are aware of where the municipality is headed in their region and the plans that we have. And we want to get their feedback and input. Maybe our plans, can be adjusted to fit with some of the desires of our Indigenous partners in the region. So there's a lot of working together, and that's what it's really all about, creating relationships and working together.
Do we know if this is one of the first Indigenous consultation policies, maybe across the province?
I heard that last night for the first time, and I'm not aware of that except for that statement that was made. It wouldn't surprise me. We break a lot of new ground here, and I think we've got a mayor and council who's going to take the initiative. We don't mind being the first in breaking new ground.
Now, is there any other priorities within the rural Indigenous that maybe we didn't touch on? I know a review of the amalgamation agreement is being mentioned. There's a transportation priority. Is there anything else that you're hoping to discuss?
I think you covered all the some of the big ones. If people take the time to look through the strategic plan, there's something in it for everybody. There's a lot for the urban areas. There's a lot for the rural areas. One of the things that I think may have happened and that I'm concerned about is there may have been a disconnect between the rural areas and the urban areas in the past. And really, I think the strategic plan sets a new tone. We're bridging that disconnect and creating a whole new set of relationships.
We're going to take our first break here on For McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Mayor Don Scott, talking about the strategic plan, and later on, we're going to be talking about a new wildfire mitigation strategy, as well as a potential bid for the 2020 Canada 55-plus Games.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And for just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studios is the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. As before the break, we had started our conversation about the strategic plan, which was approved earlier this week by council. And Don, we were discussing one of the four key priorities, that being rural and indigenous communities and partnerships. And I think we covered that one quite well. So I think it's time to skip to another key priority, and let's start focusing on downtown revitalization.
And you mentioned you heard it throughout the campaign. It was in your 90-day announcement. And let's talk about that. What are your hopes to actually revitalize the downtown core?
Yeah, I want to see a downtown where people will want to, that people gravitate towards, so people would naturally go there to spend an evening and to have a good time. So right now we have obviously a lot of empty parking lots in some of our key spots downtown. That's got to change. It's something that's close to my heart. The other area that I want to see worked on is the riverfront. We have such an amazing riverfront, and I just want us to take more advantage of our riverfront. So those are two of the obvious parts. Another key aspect is going to be the continuing care center at Willow Square. Those three items alone are going to transform our downtown. We're going to have a whole new downtown, hopefully within the next 4 years. We're going to start the process, and I'm ambitious to get it done in the next 4 years.
Maybe you can get into more details about the whole new downtown. What are your hopes? Is it attracting more businesses? Is it encouraging more people to call downtown their home? What is it that you want exactly see done for the lower town site?
There was a study that was done a couple of years ago that talked about a whole bunch of different visions for the downtown. One of the main priorities that visioning process came up with was having a movie theater downtown. Now, the movie theater was redirected to another area, but I've always believed that was such a great idea to have a movie theater downtown. So, I would be excited to see another movie theater come to this community in downtown. Now, that might not be the ultimate goal, but that's the idea that I have in mind. Either a restaurant and a theater, or those kind of ideas for our downtown. We've got to attract businesses. That's the bottom line. We want people to invest in the community. We want people to come and live here. And one of the things that's going to attract people is having an amazing downtown. So we're going to, fundamentally to that, we've got to get people excited about investing here and businesses starting up. Whatever that looks like, and I don't think it's fully determined yet, we just want a downtown that's going to be really attractive to people.
Now, we have development happening in Eagle Ridge. I believe there is supposed to be a movie theater moving up there. Future development in Parsons Creek. Obviously, bringing businesses, good for McMurray, but is it a little, I wouldn't say the word concerning, but would you like to see some of these businesses choose the lower town site, or are you happy that they're still just choosing Fort McMurray?
No, I think we can have businesses all over the community. Our strategic plan is going to be, really focused on downtown. So we're not going to stop development in other parts of the community, but I'm going to, do my best to try to attract businesses downtown. Mm-hmm. We've got a new economic development corporation committee that's underway, so that's going to have a big involvement in the process as well. So there's a lot of good news coming to this region. I'm feeling really optimistic with the council that we have, that they're ambitious. They want to get a lot done.
Downtown Parkade. Another goal, and I believe it's actually in the rural and indigenous strategy, and I think it was task number 4.
There's been a lot of talk of parkades historically, but we need to double check and just make sure that it makes sense for whatever businesses we have downtown. Mm-hmm. So that could be part of the process, and it might not be. So it's something that would be considered along with other things. I think the main thing is to get businesses investing in downtown. Wherever they go, then we're going to need parking. We recognize that. Right now, we have a lot of empty parking lots, so let's get rid of some of those parking lots, get businesses downtown where people can do things, and we'll see if we need more parking from there.
Just one more question about downtown revitalization. Mentioned Eagle Ridge, Parsons Creek development happening in those two areas, specifically those two areas, but there are other areas, Thickwood, Timberleywood, Buffalo. But we're seeing more businesses choose north of the bridge more. I guess, how do you specifically encourage them to stay in the lower town site?
Yeah, I have a whole new vision for the downtown. I mean, it's a vision where, you know, there's nothing that would stop us from having a restaurant and entertainment district downtown. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have businesses in other parts of the community, but it's something, I want a downtown where people are excited to go there. And, you know, it's a natural place that people would want to go for, for fun or a good time. There's other ideas. I mean, we're not restricted to just a restaurant and entertainment district. That's an idea I've been saying for a long time. But the main thing is to get businesses going down there and mm-hmm. to get these lands generating some excitement downtown.
Now, is there anything else we want to touch on with downtown? I think we covered most of it then.
Yeah, stay tuned. Downtown, I'm hoping over the next 4 years, is going to be transformed. And that includes the waterfront. You're going to see a lot of great things happening.
Now, there's two other key priorities apart with the strategic plan. Let's get into them. We won't get into much detail as downtown revitalization, but another one, responsible government. This is where we see fiscal responsibility come up. Maybe we can talk about that priority.
Yeah, we've got some important work to do in that regard. You know, the economy's changed in Alberta, it's changed in Fort McMurray. We got to make sure that our spending is in line with the needs of the community. And that's something that we're looking at very carefully. You know, our budget process is just around the corner. There's new laws that have come into place from the provincial government. There's specifically a law about how our tax ratios are going to be going forward. Now, the regulations to do with that law are not in place yet, but it's still an important job to do. Irregardless of whether that law was in place, we need to take better care of, you know, the money that we're spending, and we need to make better decisions. So I think what you're going to see going forward is a very fiscally conservative approach from this mayor and council.
And the last key priority, regional economic development. This is when I was reading the plan where we start to see things as fly in, fly out. Maybe we can talk about that priority as well.
Yeah, we have a whole lengthy list of things in that section. But mm-hmm. fly in and fly out is part of that process. And we have started those discussions with industry. I've got to say, we've had some very positive discussions with industry. Doesn't mean that things are going to change in a large way. It doesn't mean things are going to change overnight. But we are having what I would describe as a very frank conversation with the industry. And industry, from the discussions I've had, I really believe industry is committed to this community and committed to Fort McMurray. So I'm optimistic going forward. There's a lot of changes happening, obviously, in Alberta with the economy and various governments in place. But so we'll see how we do going forward. But stay tuned on that issue as well.
All right. Maybe just an overall question about the plan. Is there, maybe out of the four key priorities that we discussed, is there any one that you see more important than the other three?
There isn't. I'd say there's a lot of items listed within all four priorities. The one that I've been mentioning to people probably more frequently than others is we actually mention youth. And I think that's the first time that we've had a strategic plan in this region that identifies youth as a strategic priority. One of the things I always try to do is when I go to schools or I go to a community, I try to talk to young people and see how they're feeling about the region and their futures, because really this entire strategic plan is about making this a region that's better for everybody, and that includes our youth. I want our youth to have great opportunities in the future, and there's a lot of reason for optimism. I would encourage people to take a look at the strategic plan and see where it fits with what you envision going forward. There's a lot of stuff in there. Some people have asked me, where did you get the ideas for the strategic plan? And I probably had the best consultation process along with my colleagues, which was the election. A lot of the ideas you see in the strategic plan came straight out of the election, and the things that people talked to us about that were close to their heart during the election.
And you mentioned the election. A lot of concerns usually after the election, people saying politicians, false promises. But what are the chances that you think that the majority of these priorities can actually be finished in your first 4 years?
I'm feeling really optimistic about it. We didn't choose these out of the air. We tried to choose specific goals. One of the things that I'd like to see done, and I'm going to talk to my colleagues about that, is I'd like us to, as we go forward, give an update on where we're at on things, certainly before the end of our 4 years. Some of these priorities are going to take 4 years to complete. Some are going to be very short, and some are almost done. So, you know, there's going to be a wide variety of marks as to where we're at through the process. But I think before the end of the 4 years, we're certainly going to give the community an update. And what I'm hoping is that we'll be bragging about all the great things that we've got done.
We're going to take our last break here on For McMurray Matters, but make sure you stick around to hear more from Mayor Don Scott as we discuss a new wildfire mitigation strategy, a letter of support for the Advisory Committee on Aging, as well as a bid for the 2020 Canada 55 Plus Games.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and for just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studios is Mayor of the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. And before the break, we were talking about the strategic plan that was approved by Council earlier this week, and it highlights projects and plans to help shape the RMWB over the next 4 years. And let's change topics here, Don. I think we've covered the strategic plan the best that we can, and that wasn't the only thing covered during a special meeting earlier this week. Another big document that came forward and that was approved by council is the RMWB's new wildfire mitigation strategy. And I'm not expecting you to be an expert on it, Don, but we heard 15 recommendations, many around fire smart, better communication. Just get your overall thoughts on it.
Yeah, one of the questions I asked last night as it was presented, I kind of, I guess, summarized it in my own mind by asking a question. I asked Jody Butts, our fire chief. I said, will this strategy keep our community safer, in your opinion? Is this the right approach? And he said, yes, without doubt. So, and that's really what this is all about. We want to make sure that we have a community that's safe as we can make it. And there's a lot of components to it. It's a detailed strategy going forward, but we've already started implementing some of the aspects of it. And people have seen the word fire smart all around the community, and they've seen us, you know, taking measures in different parts of the community to make sure that we're as safe as possible. And that's really the goal. Let's make sure that we're safe.
Another part brought up during the recommendations, better consultation, better education with residents about fire smarting their own properties.
Yeah, that's something that's really important, and it was something that was a key part of the presentation last night. We want to make sure that people are as safe as possible, and part of that is educating people to take a look at their own properties and make sure that they've fire smarted their own circumstances. We want to make sure that that's done as part of the process. So there is going to be an education aspect of this, making sure that we communicate the best steps that residents can take to protect themselves and the community.
All right. Well, also covered in council, and showed off your competitive side there on Tuesday, Don, as we heard first steps taken for the bid for the Canada 55 Plus Games. And I mentioned quite competitive. You said it yourself, trying to get the bid to get the games. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it was brought forward by administration last night that they wanted to apply or seek the bid for the 2020 Canada 55 Plus Games, and they would work with a group to try to see if that could happen. And I'm really competitive, so one of the things I said is the presentation was amazing, and obviously we want it for many, many reasons. It's going to bring economic stimulus to the region. It'll make sure our hotels are filled. One of the things I always say is it brings ambassadors to the region who go away once they have the amazing experience of seeing how great it is here, back to other parts of Alberta and other places and saying how incredible it is. But I'm greedy for this region. I want us to have all these games. I really believe that that's a great way to promote the region. So I'm competitive that we win this as well.
Now, the bid, if council does decide to go with the bid, still going to have a budget come forward to see how much money would be needed. But one concern
is one of the mandatory sports of the 18 is bowling. And one of the first things I noticed when I moved up here in 2016 was there was no bowling alleys. So how is there a plan maybe to be, hey, can you exclude that event? Or is it 2020 is the event's going to happen? We can get a bowling alley by then.
Yeah, I understand as part of the our applying for this that they've waived that requirement that we have a bowling alley. But I got to tell you, that's something that I would love to see in this community. You talk about something that this community needs. And the reason I say that is not from my own bowling experience, because I'm not a great bowler. But tons and tons of young people tell me that that's something they would like to see in this community. I know it's not just young people, but that's something this community needs. If there was ever a community that could make great use of a bowling alley, I think it's here. It would have a large population to draw from based on all the feedback I've received about how many people would love to see a bowling alley in this region.
Is there any other sports that you would be excited to see if the bid actually, or we actually win the bid?
You know, I'm a big badminton player, as your colleagues know. So I love watching badminton, and I would certainly be in attendance and watching as many badminton games as I could.
I believe there's a lot of running sports, and I'm not trying to say this person's old, but Councillor Phil Maher, I was told, is quite a good runner, and maybe he might be able to participate in the games.
Phil Maher would probably be going for some medals and a whole bunch of things. He's amazing. I think after the council meeting last night, he actually went out skiing on the Birchwood Trails. He's incredible. He's an incredible athlete, so I think the rest of us would do well to keep up with him.
All right. Just one last thing, hopefully, to cover from the special meeting earlier this week. And we heard from the Advisory Committee on Aging getting a letter of support as their membership with the World Health Organization is coming up for renewal in March.
Yeah, that's something that's really important. You know, we've got important things on the horizon to do with our seniors. There's going to be an announcement on Friday made by the province to do with the Continuing Care Center downtown. Our strategic plan talks about the importance of our seniors, and it mentions the Continuing Care Center. This is part of that whole process. One of the commitments I made during the campaign, and one of the commitments this council has made, is to make sure that we are listening to seniors. And what this is essentially supporting is, you know, it's the age-friendly initiative. There was unanimous support for this last night. We want to make sure that our seniors are being heard, and this is all part of that.
Well, the one thing people, when they think of Fort McMurray, they think of it being such a young town. I believe it has one of the youngest average ages across Canada, but there are quite a lot of seniors here as well.
There are, and you know, we have one of our counselors who's heavily involved in making sure that seniors' voices are heard, and that's Verna Murphy, and I've got to give her a shout-out for all the hard work that she does connecting with our seniors.
All right. Well, Don, is there anything else that you'd like to add? I think we covered quite a bit from the special meeting.
No, it's fantastic. We got another meeting in a week, so it's a really busy time for council, and they're doing a great job. They're working very hard, so I'm just very pleased at the progress we're making.
All right. Well, Don, I appreciate you coming in today.
Okay. Thanks again.
Make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.